For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It is Fayetteville fastball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 10-9. At first, I thought the scoreboard was incorrect, but it turns out, I guess, White Gilbert missed one of his technical free throws. I thought he'd hit both of them. But anyway, it is Mountain Home with the one-point lead as we start this second quarter. Inbound pass goes to Bryson Wright. Now ball goes up top to Matt Wayman, who just checked in during the time in between quarters. His three-pointer will not go. Mountain Home gets the rebound. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Man-to-man defense once again for Fayetteville. Ball is kicked away by Bryson Wright, and Mountain Home will inbound it once again with 7:40 left in the first half. Here is Gilbert with it after taking the inbound pass. Throws over to McGee on the right side. Now McGee's going to dribble up to the top. Tries to give it to Tabor at the free throw line. Ball is knocked away, but Mountain Home keeps the possession. Now Tabor has it at the elbow. Throws up top to Gilbert. Ball goes over now to Harris on the left. Up top to McGee. McGee will dribble to the right wing. Has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by McGee, and it will be Fayetteville's basketball on the Mountain Home turnover. Both teams now with six turnovers in this game so far. 7:08 left of the first half. It is Mountain Home leading 10-9. Inbound pass goes to Wright, who brings it into the front court, going into the lane for the layup. No good, and the rebound is controlled by McGee, and back comes Mountain Home. A little over a minute into this second quarter, a one-point Bomber lead. Gilbert dribbles to the right corner. Now throws up top to McGee. Over to Jones on the left. Now he loses his footing. He's tripped up a little bit by Trey Rilliford. That's his first personal foul. That is the last foul Fayetteville has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 6:44 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 10-9. It will be McGee triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. He gets it into Harris at the free throw line. He throws it to Tabor. Tabor has the ball knocked away from him, but is he able to get it back? It will be a jump ball, and it will be Mountain Home with inbounding it on the possession arrow. 6:39 left in the half. Mountain Home will keep it with a one-point lead. McGee will inbound it once again on the baseline. Gets into Jones in the left corner. Now he drills out to Ling, throws up top to Harris. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the right side. Now he's drilling down towards the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 6 points. 12-9, Mountain Home leading it. 6:20 left in the first half. Back comes Fayetteville. Glassbury is going to the top, going up for the three-pointer. Will not go, in and out. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Full court man-to-man for Fayetteville. Ball goes to Jones at the left elbow. Gives it back to Gilbert at the top. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Glasper. Back come the Purple Dogs. Glasper quickly going into the lane, going in for the layup. And they're going to get it. They're going to call him for the offensive foul. And I don't see who's shaken up. I think that's Dawson Tabor. Landon Glasper picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Fayetteville. That is their 7th turnover as well. Boy, Tabor is in a lot of pain. He gets up, but he's going to have to come off the floor. And so he's going to come in and be replaced by Abe Crawford. Boy, Tabor's not even going to the bench. He's heading straight to the trainer's table. 5:51, let's play in the half. And so Mount Home will get the ball back, leading 12-9. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. So they're just wiping up a little perspiration off the floor right now. Again, 5:51 left to play in this half. It is Mountain Home with the ball and the three-point lead. It will be McGee triggering the inbound pass as Fayetteville is going to go with the zone press. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. He gets it to Harris. Back to Gilbert. Back to Harris. Harris throws it back to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. And now they're going to switch to a man-to-man. Fayetteville will. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in this first half. Here is Harris with it on the right side. Throws it up top to Crawford. Over to Gilbert. Finds Jones cutting into the lane. And now he's going to be called for the travel. Shuffled his feet a little too much trying to get where he can get a look at the basket. So that's Mountain Home's seventh turnover of the night. 5:26 left to play in the first half. Fayetteville with the ball, trailing by three. Here's Glasper with it near the left corner. He will throw it back out to right. Now ball goes to Lawson Blake. Now he gives it to Wayman. Wayman's going to pull up on the left side of the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound comes to Mountain Home. Abe Crawford quickly back the other way. Now he's going to slow it up. Gives it to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Gilbert has it very near the half-court stripe. 5 minutes left to play in the half. 3-point lead for Mountain Home. 12-9 is our score. Jones with it now at the top. Jones going down into lane, going up for the layup off the glass. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Trey Rilliford, who will give it to Wright, who's quickly back in the other way for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around, controlled by Glasper. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Misses everything. Offensive rebound for Rilliford. He gets it out, the layup good. 12-11, Mount Holmes' lead is cut to a point with a little over 4.5 minutes left to play in this first half. Another zone press for Fayetteville, and they're getting a little too aggressive as Trey Rilliford picks up his second personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against the Purple Dogs, and so a 1-1 coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Fayetteville's making mass substitutions right now. And for Mountain Home, Adam Sorrell is going to check in, replacing Satch Harris. I think the only one staying out on the floor for Fayetteville is Matt Wayman. They bring Isaiah Rilliford and Tamari Rilliford back in. Wyatt Gilbert's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. He is now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 7 points. 4:29 left as Gilbert has one more free throw. Second shot will not go. Gets 1 of 2 on that trip. And it's a 13-11 Mountain Home lead. Here is Isaiah Rilliford back the other way. He throws it to Barnett. And he's going to draw a little contact. That's the first foul of the night against Mountain Home. That is on Adam Sorrell, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers. Sorrell, a 5'11 senior. Inbound pass will be triggered by C.J. Williams. He gets into Isaiah Rilliford. He's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Misses everything. Wayman's there for the offensive rebound. He drills back out, throws up top to Barnett. Over to Williams. Williams going to dribble down towards lane. Now kicks it back out to Isaiah Rilliford. Hey, Isaiah Rilliford dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Barnett on the right side. He's going to take the screen. Now kicks it to Wayman, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer near the right corner. Good. Matt Wayman with his first 3 points of the night, and that is our fifth lead change of the night. Fayetteville's up 14-13 with 3:48 left to play in the half. Abe Crawford takes the pass in the front court. Now kicks it to Gilbert on the right side. Trying to avoid a double team. Now kicks over to McGee. Now they switch to a man-to-man. Now Jones has it back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Takes a screen from Jones. Now Jones going to dribble to the left, right corner. Throws up top to Crawford. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Abe Crawford with his first 3 points of the night. Six lead change. Mountain Home up 16-14. Back the other way. Here's Tamari Rilliford going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. So Tamari Rilliford goes to the free throw line for the and one, and a chance to give Fayetteville the lead back. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers. So Tamari Rilliford with 4 points, trying to make it five with this free throw here. Free throw is up and in, and that is our seventh lead change of the night. 17-16, Fayetteville leading it. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Full court man-to-man for Fayetteville. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going down towards lane to loosen the ball, but a late foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. That is on Isaiah Rilliford. That is his second personal foul. This will be the last 1-1 of the first half for Mountain Home. It'll be shot by Wyatt Gilbert. Tyler Vollmer is going to check in for the first time tonight for Fayetteville, replacing Isaiah Rilliford. Vollmer, a 5'11 senior. So Wyatt Gilbert with another 1-1 opportunity with 2:44 left and a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. First free throw is up and in. So he does earn the bonus, and he can, and he will give Mount Snow lead back if he gets this next one. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 9 points. Our eighth lead change of the night, 18-17, Fayetteville leading it. Back to come the ball. Mountain Home leading it. I'm sorry. Here is Kamari Relaford going up for the jumper. No good. Wayman gets offense rebound. He can't get the foul to go. This time Matt Jones gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Mountain Home leading 18-17 with 2:25 left in the first half. Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to McGee. McGee will dribble up to the top. Finds Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going down towards lane. Now tries to kick it out. To Sorrell, ball was knocked away by Fayetteville. I thought Sorrell might have touched that last, but the official had a better look than I did, so he said Fayetteville last touch it. Mountain Home will keep possession with 2:09 left in the first half. 18-17, Bombers leading it. Gilbert takes an inbound pass, drills between the circles, goes over to the left side, gives it there to Sorrell. Sorrell dribble up to the top, and a foul away from the ball, an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to get Abe Crawford with an illegal screen. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 3, and the eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Fayetteville with 7 so far in this game. 2 minutes left to play. Mountain Home leading 18-17. Here is Williams into the front court for the Bulldogs. Throws over on the right side to Barnett. Barnett will give it up top to Tamari Relaford. Over on the left side to Williams. Williams will go down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Gilbert gets a rebound. And he's going to head back the other way with it. 1:40 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 1. Gilbert gets it across the timeline. Wayman was trying to go for the steal, but couldn't get to it. Now Jones has up at the top. Jones dribbles down towards the elbow. Now going down into the lane, and he's going to be called for another travel. 9 turnovers against Mountain Home with 1:23 left to play in the first half. Bombers leading 18-17 over the Purple Dogs. Here's Williams throwing it into the front court to Vollmer. Now back to Williams. He takes the screen from Wayman. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Jones, and boy, he landed hard. They're going to stop play because Jones is really hurt. Boy, he landed hard on his backside. Ooh, man, he is shaking up, and I'm not surprised the way he landed there on the hardwood floor. So I'll tell you what, we're going to break with 1:05 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Fayetteville 18-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-217-6459 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-217-6459 now. Again, 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
The Mountain Home wasn't able to get a 3-pointer on their last possession. Fayetteville got the rebound, quickly came back the other way for a layup from Tyler Vollmer. So they got the lead back 19-18. 13 seconds left. By the way, Matt Jones was able to get back up. Gilbert has it now on the left side. 8 seconds left. Now he's going to draw contact from Tamari Relaford. I believe they're going to get Relaford with that one. Yes, they are. That is Tamari Relaford's second personal foul, and that does put Mountain Home in the double bonus for these last 6 seconds. So Wyatt Gilbert with another chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. We've had 9 lead changes in this game so far. So with it'll be a two-shot opportunity for Wyatt Gilbert with 6 seconds left. Matt Jones is, by the way, is on the bench. He seems to be okay. First free throw bounces around and goes in. So if he gets this next one, it'll be another lead for the Bombers. Tamari Relaford is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Lawson Blake. Blake, by the way, a 6'8 senior. 6 seconds left. Gilbert's second free throw is up and in. 10th lead change of the night. Mountain Home's up 20-19. Back quickly comes Fayetteville. Connor Barnett loses the handle of the ball, but he gets it to Vollmer. He's not able to get the three-pointer off in time, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, how about this? Mountain Home leading a very good Fayetteville team at the break, 20-19. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!